As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit PumpThatSeptic.com. You know you want to pump it, so just pump it, would you? Pump it! This is effing gross, and another reason why I hate TikTok. There is a new TikTok trend going on. It's called Healthy Coke, and it went viral thanks to a woman who claimed it was something that her Pilates instructor drinks almost every day. My Pilates instructor drinks
it. I'm going to do it.
It's so good. So what you do is you get a glass, add some ice, pour a splash of balsamic vinegar in, and then top it off with sparkling water. Apparently, any flavor works, and boom, it tastes just like Coke. The reviews are very mixed. Some people liking it, others saying it's the most disgusting thing on the face of the earth. I'm going to go with the latter. Again, folks, just because some broad on TikTok says a Pilates instructor.
Stop. You know what? Coke's not good for you, so don't be drinking too much of it. But if it's kind of like the vegan burger. It's like you're trying to like mimic something because you want it so badly, but you know you can't have it.
Yeah.
Like just give it up. Go get a juice. Juice is good.
Or just have one. You don't need to slam nine of them, you know?
Yeah.
There is audio. Hold on. Let's listen to this audio. I have not listened to this yet. I have a feeling I'm going to hate the sound of her voice.
My Pilates instructor makes this drink, and it's a healthy alternative.
I already can't do it. I just can't listen to that. That's just...
We got a good 2 seconds of it. That's all we need.
When you start
shut it off. Get off the scale.
My Pilates instructor... You're done. I don't want to hear...
You're done.
The rest of what you're saying.
Next.
Anyway.
Stop it with the TikTok challenges.
Yeah, the trend, whatever.
The trends, whatever it is. I still don't have it. I still don't have TikTok. I won't do it.
I have a TikTok trend for everyone. Delete TikTok. There we go. How about that? About that?
Dude, I don't even have an Instagram.
No.
I stopped at Facebook.
Where do you post your legs on the beach photos if you don't have an Instagram?
I know where to post it, dude. I just got a whole album full of legs at the beach with nowhere to post.
Share those beach leg pics, all right? Get those on Instagram.
Oh, my God.
For everyone to see. You grilling hot dogs on the sand? What are you doing? Oh, no, those are your legs.
Oh, legs.
Those are your legs.
Okay. Real tan. Anyway, real tan.
So, gross. Effing gross. What else do we got this morning? How about this? It's National Jerky Day. You jerky.
Oh, I love jerky. It's so expensive.
Dude, that's exactly what I was going to say. I love jerky. I love all types of jerky. You give me any meat that's been jerked. What? You give me any meat that's
meat
been
that's
jerked.
Been jerked.
Yeah.
All right.
I love jerking meat. I love jerking.
I got
jerking.
Some of that for you.
Yeah. You give me big meat, little meat, I'll jerk it all day long. But it's so expensive.
Why? Even the big bag, when you get it, you open it up and you're like, damn it, dude, there's not a lot in here.
No, it's deceiving. And you get the family, the share size, and it's like, there's not enough in here to share. And this was like $15.
Yeah, and when you do share it, that person always takes the big piece. I'm like, yeah, you're going to pull that in half?
That's why I always just hand it to people. I'm like, no, this is your piece. This is what you're eating. I pay, or you can give me a gold bar for your share of it because that's what this costs. All right? Ridiculous.
I think they have like a sweet chili kind or like a lime chili. Dude, it's one of the best beef jerky pieces I've ever put in my mouth.
That's some good jerked meat you've put in your mouth.
Careful with the words here.
I didn't plan on this going the way it's going, folks, but I should have known.
Good beef jerky.
Jerked meat, the best, okay? The best.
It really is. Do you ever make your own?
I have never jerked my own meat. I've never jerked my own meat. I have not yet. No. I have not done that yet.
Try it. It's phenomenal.
I've wanted to, it seems like it takes a lot of time.
I started in sixth grade. We got some good jerk meat.
You've been jerking meat that long, huh?
Yeah.
That's a long time.
You got the dryer or the dehumidifier. Is that what it's called?
Did you learn? It was like this process passed down a generation to generation.
To generation.
Your great grandfather jerked meat all the time.
And behind closed doors.
And then he taught your grandfather how to jerk meat. And then, believe it or not, your grandma, the best meat jerker around. She really
strong hands. I'm going to drop some off later. You want some?
Some jerked meat later? Yeah, I'll take some.
Okay.
This is the worst. You know what? I did not. I was excited to talk about jerky, and this is where it went. Okay.
This is where it ended up.
I was excited to talk about jerky, maybe figure out why it's so expensive, but instead.
I was going
to
say, don't get too excited because it's too expensive.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, anything else? No, I think why don't we wrap it up on that. Let's wrap it up on the jerk meat story. The jerk meat story. I'm tired. I'm a little sleepy after talking about.
You gonna take a nap?
Need a cigarette? All right. That is your morning dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. My God, Johnson. We'll be back.